From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. More violence in Iran overnight, with 9 people killed in anti-government protests. That brings to at least 21 the number killed since the demonstrations erupted Thursday. Hundreds have been arrested. In his first public comment on the unrest, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei blamed the country's enemies with cash, weapons, politics, and intelligence to create trouble. Monday, President Hassan Rouhani acknowledged many of the protesters are driven not just by economic concerns, but also a desire for greater freedom. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agreed.
Brave Iranians are pouring into the streets. They seek freedom. They seek justice. They seek the basic liberties that have been denied to them for decades.
Indiana University analyst Hussein Banai said these protests are about more than economics.
So economic hardship and the uneven concentration of wealth is nothing new in Iranian society. It's always been there. I would say that what is different this time around is the conspicuous way in which senior members of the regime are basically spending the public money on causes that are not at all to the benefit of the average person in Iran, but rather furthering the geopolitical interests of the regime and the region, or spending it on further fortifying their uneven concentrations of power.
President Donald Trump Monday tweeted, "The great Iranian people have been repressed for years and are hungry for food and freedom." This is VOA News. A gunman killed 2 Coptic Christian brothers in their alcohol shop south of Cairo Monday, an attack that came just days after attacks on a church and another Christian-owned shop that left 10 dead. The gunman got away on a motorcycle. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, although Islamic State claimed Friday's attack on the Coptic church in Helwan. President Trump Monday criticized Pakistan for providing safe haven to terrorists operating in Afghanistan with little help from Islamabad. He said the U.S. has foolishly given Pakistan more than $33 billion in aid over 15 years and has gotten little in return except lies and deceit. RAND Corporation South Asia analyst Rafiq Dasani finds the statement curious, coming in the wake of recent U.S. praise of Islamabad. However,
there's no doubt that Pakistan remains a safe haven in many areas for terrorist activity. I mean, compared to the last 2 years, things have changed dramatically for the better, but still not at the level where it should be.
Pakistan summoned the U.S. ambassador to the Foreign Office Tuesday, but the content of that conversation has not been released. In Hong Kong Monday, thousands protested in the streets against Beijing's growing assertiveness. Some residents of the former British colony, which reverted to Chinese rule in 1997, say the mainland is undermining the city's so-called one country, two systems arrangement. Joshua Wong is a student protest activist.
There are lots of the problems that happened last year. And we expect that in the new year, those of the concerns need to be raised up and to try to change as much as we can.
Several prominent democracy activists have been jailed and several pro-reform legislators have ejected from the city's legislature for failing to take proper oaths. A family of 5 in New York was among the 12 victims of a plane crash in Costa Rica on Sunday. 10 passengers were all American who perished along with 2 crew members when the twin-engine Cessna 208B Grand Caravan crashed into a mountainous area near the popular tourist beach town of Punta Islita. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.